Hello, this is Pastor Mark, and I welcome you to Pastor Markcast. My observations of current events in the context of how we understand God, what we understand about people, and how to find meaning in our own lives. Today I'll be talking about a chance meeting outside a pub in Ennis, Ireland. As you hear this, I'm in a village of Ennis, which is the capital of County Clare in Ireland. It was nice of the folks to name the town after me, or was it vice versa? Either way, I am fulfilling a lifelong dream in visiting Ennis, Ireland. The trip was longer than it might have been. We were initially delayed by a mechanical problem with our plane, and we waited until another plane might be deployed for use. After the new plane arrived, there was a second mechanical problem, this time with the door. We waited longer for the door to be repaired before finally preparing for takeoff. As a result of all this, we arrived in Ennis more than 5 hours later than we had expected, and more tired and hungrier than we would have been. This, like most trips, have their share of difficulties and obstacles. We had an afternoon to walk around town and get to know it a bit. When dinner time arrived, we had a marvelous pub meal. Outside of the pub, we met a fabulous group of natives with whom we engaged in conversation. Pub food, I found out, is some of the best in Ireland. I found the people to be friendly also, intrigued that I had a last name the same as that of the town. They were helpful in suggesting activities for us in the next few days, with instructions on how to get to places. I am anxious to try out their suggestions. These folks asked me about the stadium where the Jets and Giants play. They also wanted my opinion of our president, Donald. They had a few negative things to say about him. The conversation was winding down when I asked the folks to pose with me for a picture and an upcoming blog. Until then, they had no idea who I was or that I was a blogger. When I gave them business cards, they seemed intrigued that I was clergy, a Protestant, and were anxious to read my current blogs as well as past ones. This was a connection that I could not have dreamed of, nor could I have planned for, but as far as it has been the highlight of my trip, there was something refreshing about meeting ordinary people in ordinary places. Usually, the more I plan, the more my plans fail. On this trip, the things that I did not plan worked out the best. I can't help but think of Psalm 2, which I call the politician psalm. In this psalm, the leaders of the earth are sitting together rather proudly, making great plans. God, however, is laughing at them, proclaiming the folly of human plans. Maybe God was laughing at my flight delays, but maybe not. Perhaps God was at work with my schedules so that I had a chance to meet these folks. Or maybe it was just chance. I will never know. But we took advantage of the chance meeting on the street corner of Ireland. And I learned a lot about Irish culture and the Irish perception of the United States. I wouldn't trade that experience for anything. I wonder what new experiences await us during this week. Maybe I'll plan, or maybe I'll just let God lead the way. Well, my friends, this concludes this edition of Pastor Markcast. I know it's not easy to follow Jesus and obey him, but it is worth trying. When we do so, we benefit all those around us. We fully know the peace that only God can give to us. I ask you to make this attempt, and may God bless your good intentions. To read more of my blogs or hear more of my podcasts or to watch my children's Bible story videos or to view my community conversation series, please visit my website, www.revmarkwilliamx.com.